I'm Jeff Bard. I'm the owner of the Granite State Candy Shop. So this time of year, specifically for Halloween, we make a lot of chocolate molded items. So we have pumpkin pops, and we make those in milk, dark, and white chocolate. We have witches. Those have been really popular over the years. Typically this time of year, we're glad to see the baskets getting empty, because after Halloween, all the items that are left go right back into the melter, and we turn them into turkeys.
So why don't we head out back and look at the hole?
Really, the process here is that we have a 200-pound vat of tempered chocolate. And attached to each vat is a chocolate pump. And the chocolate pumps run on compressed air. And he's able to adjust the pump so it only squirts out just enough chocolate to fill the mold that he's working on.
My name is Ian Stewart. I am 19 years old. I got it in high school when I was actually pretty much the cleaning person. And then just over time, I got this chocolatier's job. I go to school at the tech, work here a few days a week. You go from working at a grocery store, now you just make chocolate. It's pretty awesome.
You mentioned that Halloween's not the biggest season for you.
Right.
Maybe you could explain why that is.
My theory is, for us at least, Halloween, we provide a lot of chocolates, candies, and things to the people that have those special trick-or-treaters. And as a result, if you're going to get 100 trick-or-treaters, you don't want to spend $1.50 on each item. So absolutely, we're making Valentine's hearts and Valentine pops now, and soon enough we'll be making chocolate bunnies for Easter time. It's really one of our biggest holidays, and we make literally tens of thousands of bunnies. So at the end of the day, we're all covered with chocolate. Everything else is, and thank God we've got someone who comes in and does nothing but clean at the end of the day. So we make messes, and then they clean them up.